Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
With Othniel having driven out the Mesopotamians, and with his wise judging of Israel from his southern stronghold at Kiriath Sefer, we read, quote, "The land had rest for 40 years, Judges 3:11. 8 years were certainly too long for the Israelites to be enslaved, but notice the proportion, 8 to 40. That means the land had rest 5 times longer than they had trouble. It's good to notice this all through the book, lest we exaggerate the tragedies of the book. Here was the issue. Good leadership always led to rest in the land. How vital for us to pray for, encourage, and seek to develop good leadership among God's people. But after the 40 years, quote, Othniel the son of Kenaz died, verse 11. And without a break in the story, here's the next thing we read, quote, "And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord," verse 12. Here we go again. To chasten them, this time the Lord used Eglon, king of Moab, who also consorted with, quote, "the people of Ammon and Amalek," verse 13. Together, they reclaimed the city of Palms, which we are told in Deuteronomy 34, verse 3, is the city of Jericho. The city had been rebuilt on the other side of the oasis, since the original spot had been cursed by Joshua. Has this ever happened to you? Territory, some habit or sin, hard won, has been regained by the enemy. What must we do? It may not be as exciting as the first time, with trumpets blaring, but in quiet trust and obedience, we must regain the field just the same. Now, after not 8, but 18 years of oppression, quote, "the children of Israel cried out to the Lord," and again, quote, "the Lord raised up a deliverer for them." This time, it was, quote, "Ehud, the son of Gera, the Benjamite, a left-handed man," verse 15. How would he single-handedly regain Jericho? There's more to come.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.